Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, Andrea and I are blessed to have a fabulous engineer, Kevin, who has dubbed our next guest the first couple of health. Lisa and Ron Barras, welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Yeah, let's jump right in. We're going to talk about three ways to defeat dust, because I tell you, you look around here, it's everywhere, mixed in with the dog hair, so I need you guys.
Yes, we are going to defeat dust today, and dust is the number one cause of allergies in the homes today. So a lot of people don't realize that. It's not just about keeping your home tidy. It's about actually keeping it allergy-free. And today, 20 million Americans have an allergy to dust mites. Do either of you by chance, or do you know if you do?
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I think the doctor said I was allergic to dust mites, but I haven't noticed anything since, and I just had a whole bunch of blood work done for food sensitivities. I don't know if it would have showed up there since we're not
doing that. Lisa, that leads us to our question. What would be some of the, how would we tell if we have an allergy? How would we know?
Okay, well, number one, symptoms of it would be asthma. If you have asthma, it can trigger that. Coughing, wheezing, itchy skin or rashes, itchy red eyes, runny nose, congestion, especially when you wake up in the morning because dust mites are most prevalent in the bedroom. So waking up with that nasal congestion, chest tightness, and anything along that line would be an indicator. I know I had have a dust mite allergy, and I was having that every morning when I woke up, and I went to get, so you will go to an allergy doctor and get a test to find out all the allergens you are allergic to. And, you know, they'll test for, you know, olive trees and dust mites and you name it, the whole list. So you actually have to go and get a specific test. They'll put it usually on your back and they'll inject small amounts to see if you react to the particular item. So, yeah, it was kind of a relief to find out when I realized I was allergic to dust mites because I was having the symptoms and just sort of was living with them and not realizing I could do something about it. So just to give a little background on dust mites, have you ever seen a picture? I mean, they literally look like a large cockroach with fangs and teeth. But they're so small. Six of them can fit on the end of a pin. And although they don't bite and they're not disease-carrying, they can wreak havoc on our health when it comes to allergies. So the average home today has about 1 to 10 million dust mites, and your mattress can have about 2 million. So what's really interesting about dust mites, you're going to want to go to bed tonight. Interesting about them is they feed off of our dead skin cells.
Nice.
And it's not, it's nice. It's not the dust mite itself that we're allergic to. It's their feces. So dust mites generate about, they generate about 20 droppings a day. And there's a protein in there, which is the allergen, and that's what provokes the allergic immune reaction that we have. And so keeping your home dust-free, or at least limiting it, I mean, we're not going to eliminate them unless you move to Antarctica, because Antarctica is the only place where dust mites don't exist, unless you move to Antarctica. You're never going to completely get rid of them, but just because of the humidity. They thrive in humidity levels of about 70 to 80%. So if you can reduce the humidity in your home to less than 50% using a dehumidifier or even the air conditioner, that will help. But we're going to show you the four C's to defeat dust in your home. All right?
Cool.
The four C's. So we're going to start with number one, reducing clutter. So I mentioned that they thrive in the bedroom. That's the area where they really are the most prevalent. So look around your bedroom and your kids' bedroom and really every room in your house, because clutter traps dust, and it can, you know, as we said, trigger a host of allergies. Is your room full of books or newspapers or knickknacks? Do you have stuff under your bed that could be harboring dust and even mold? So you want to go clean that up and start reducing areas in your house where there's clutter.
Excellent. Yeah, we're going to run through this, too. So the second C is can the carpet and use area rugs. Okay, so, you know, rugs can make our room look cozier, you know, ladies, that they harbor toxins and obviously dust and bacteria and bugs. And there's also many times chemicals in the carpet backing and the adhesives. So get rid of the carpet. and opt for area rugs instead. It's going to be easier to clean, and you can actually choose untreated natural fiber options for the area rugs.
With hard surface flooring.
Yeah.
So if a lot of people in your home have allergies, hard surface flooring is the way to go.
Absolutely. And so three,
my question would be
cleaning the floor. Yeah.
Ron, just quickly before we move on, what about those people who are listening and go, well, I'm not getting rid of my carpets. I already have them in my house. What could we do to keep the dust, to minimize the dust?
Okay, well, here's an excellent option for you. Clean the floor. It's very simple, but make sure you know, the EPA recommends vacuuming your carpet or fabric-covered furniture with high-efficiency filter vacuums. And so you also, you want to make sure you're using the right vacuum cleaner, because literally if you're using the wrong vacuum cleaner, 70% of that dust you're vacuuming can kick up in the air, okay? And for those people who are concerned if they have carpet or hard floors, you know, well, 75% of U.S. homes actually have both. So you want to choose the right kind of vacuum cleaner that's capable of vacuuming both surfaces effectively. And you want to make sure it has a HEPA filtration system. So
that's very important.
Very important.
Make sure it has a HEPA.
That's right. So a high-efficiency particulate air filter. So this is going to take out those small particles and dust down to 0.3 microns. It's uber efficient, and you want to make sure it's a sealed chamber. I want to mention this. There's a great opportunity we have at Ron and Lisa for your viewers to actually win a vacuum cleaner if they come to the site and join the sweepstakes, which starts tomorrow. It's the Dyson DC65, and it's valued between $500 and $649. It does it all. It actually vacuums hard surfaces like laminate, stone, and ceramic, and that is one step for cleaning the floor. And then the final
thing, I love my Dyson.
Do you have a Dyson?
Fabulous. Oh,
yeah, we have
one
too. Yeah.
Love it.
They're really good. And like Ren said, they're bagless. So if you're using a bagged vacuum, you're literally just kind of recirculating that dust throughout the home. And I want to say dust, you know, really quick to interject, it also contains a lot of other harmful particles like bacteria and food and plant and insect parts. It can contain mold and fungus and even chemicals. So dust isn't just, you know, for dust mites. It's also for a lot of other contaminants.
Absolutely. And the fourth C is create clean air. Get an appropriate air purifier. Look for a HEPA filtration system within there to get rid of the dust. If not HEPA, look for a nano coil technology. A great example is the Breathe Air Cleaner, which has one of those, and it's really good at taking out very small particles down to 0.05 microns. That's uber effective at getting rid of all sorts of dust and problems.
And what would be the next C, just because we're running low on time?
That's why I was rushing through for you. That was the fourth C.
Although I'll give you
clean indoor air.
I'll give you a little tip. Wash your bedding in hot water, 130 degrees or hotter.
That's a good one.
Every 2 weeks, that'll actually kill the dust mites in your bedding and in your linens, at least.
Oh, that's a great tip. So basically, just put it at the, I guess, your highest setting you could go on your washing machine and then put it in the dryer. Now, what about the dryer? Does that help kill them too?
It does. And in fact, I put my pillow in the dryer, and I recommend that for everybody. Put your pillow in the dryer every week or two. That the heat will kill the dust mites. And vacuum, if you have a good HEPA vacuum, or the one Ron talked about, you can vacuum your mattress every so often. That's a really good idea,
that's
too.
That's a good tip. Guys, you're awesome. You are the royal couple of health, really. We love having you on the show.
Well, you're the royal host.
Kevin, you see? There you go. Kevin, you see? We got you into the show. There you go. Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
You can learn more about Ron and Lisa at ronandlisa.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.